walked on water.
It got so.
Not a professional in the matter.
She's like, don't be afraid. It is I, right? Like, who is you? Who's I?
If it was a demon, he wouldn't have gotten out of that boat or even asked that question.
I'm the type of person, if she does it and she survives, I'll do it.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to another day, another way podcast where we get real about college and young adult life and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Marlon.
I'm Jose.
And I'm Fernanda.
Yeah. We did not go over that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even have myself.
Jose was able to remember his name. Dude, 1, 2, 3, release him.
First take.
Okay, Marlon, take over.
Okay, today we're going to be talking about fear, guys, especially the fear of kind of stepping out and messing up. Okay, a lot of us stay comfortable, not necessarily because we're afraid, but because we don't want to, but just because we're afraid.
There you go.
Of course.
And I completely agree with that.
Yes.
Right.
So, guys, do you think it is better to fail trying or to never try at all? You know, kind of like that saying goes, like, would you rather die trying or not try at all?
Jose.
When I hear stuff like that, I think about my athlete days back when.
A long time ago.
Anyways, I just think about like 50-50 balls and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not. 50-50. I'm okay with not going for those. Honestly, yeah. I'm not trying to break my leg, so I'm fine with that. But I would say it's better to try. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I have this thing that I'm like, okay, if it happens, it happens, and if it's something bad, you still have to go ahead and move on and live your life.
Yeah.
So it's better for me to do something, mess it up, try to learn from it, and then continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I do good from the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Might as well do it, you know?
Yeah. Me too. I would say, well, me personally as well, kind of like, I'd look at the risk and be like, okay, well, is it worth it or is it not?
Mm-hmm.
I would most likely, I'd probably go for it. Just see what happens. Like, let's see what happens.
We say we're all doing it. When was the last time we did it?
Hey, man.
I was not sure what time we were going to get here. So I was like, you know what? I'd rather go get food.
Then it was me.
Yeah.
I am sorry. I apologized already to them, but they wanted to bring it up right now. So I'm sorry again on camera. I said a time and then I forgot and I was eating lunch.
Yeah, it's okay. This actually all reminds me of a story about Peter and Jesus.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jesus wasn't late, you know, but...
No.
He was actually on time, you know.
It's crazy. Okay, y'all.
He's never late. He's always on time.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Preach. Bars.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. There we go, guys. Thank you guys for watching.
I will see you next Friday at 10 a.m.
Tell us your story, Madeline. Tell us.
Okay. So Jesus basically sends out the disciples, right? They were out on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he sends them. He's like, y'all go over there. I'm going to stay here. And then a storm hits, or the waters, it doesn't say storm, it just says winds. It could be a storm, right? Obviously, lots of winds, and the sea equals a lot of rain, so.
Turbulence.
I mean, there was lots of wind. It makes the waves, everything. So
exactly. Then we know the boat, they were scary. You know, the boat was moving, they were probably like, hey.
That was rocking over there.
Keep
rowing. Yeah, they were trying to row, and they wouldn't move,
like,
I bet.
Go backwards.
They're going the wrong way. Have y'all seen that video? It's like, dude, that's not a turn. It drops. It drops. Like, dude, no, it doesn't drop. And it's like they're going like straight to like a waterfall.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, it do. Yes, it do.
It pans out. And then, dude. But anyways, so they're there, and obviously they're probably, you know, a little scared. And to make it even more scary, Jesus shows up. You know, walking. You know,
and on water.
On water. It's crazy. Right. And I guess in my head, I was like, would he actually be like touching the water or would he like hovering?
Mm.
Like, I don't know.
I've never walked on water.
It's God. So
not a professional in the matter.
Not a professional in the matter. Right. So I want to read this verse, just two verses quickly. Matthew 14:28 and 29. This is whenever Jesus like comes up and they're like, it's a ghost, it's a spirit, and they're all scared.
They're trying to figure out who it is. Yeah.
And then Jesus is like, don't be afraid, it is I, right? Like, who is you? Who's I? Right? But they knew, they probably knew, right? Okay. But let's see what Peter says. And then Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. So why do we, what made Peter ask for confirmation? Like, whenever we read that, why would you think Peter would be the only one out of everybody there to ask for confirmation that it was Jesus instead of, like, just being quiet?
I mean, first of all, Jesus named Peter. Well, Peter's name was Simon, and then Jesus switched it to Peter, which means rock. Like, he was already the rock, a foundation. He was already a good leader. Mm-hmm. So he sees all his friends all scared. He's like, I'm going to take care of my friends right now, and I'm going to be the one being, like, in charge, like, hey, are you Jesus? Are you not? Like, so I guess he was protecting as well, but also curious. And I don't know if you have something else, Jose.
I mean, in these times, you can see like a bunch of like demons type of thing, like the pigs that ran off, like the stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
So honestly, if you're like, and that's like the biggest body of water to them, you know? So it's like, because it's so far from the ocean. And it's not like they could drive or go in a plane and go see the ocean. If you see like a figure out there in the water, literally, in the storm,
it wouldn't be wild if it was actually a demon or a ghost or whatever.
Are you gonna be there trying to figure it out? Wait for them to come close to you? You from a distance. What are you doing?
It's like, come at me.
He was posting up.
But yeah, like I think you said, they were probably all scared. They were alarmed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when I was reading this, I was like, okay, in my mind, I was like, okay, maybe he doubted that it was really Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess you could say that, but not really. Because he didn't like necessarily doubt that it was him, right? Because if he would have doubted in a certain way, he would have been like, okay, then Jesus like, calm the storm again, like just make everything stop, right? He was more of like, we don't know what's going on in Peter's mind, but he was just uncertain and wanted to test the relationship between him and God, because to a certain degree, like he probably knew that it was God or it was Jesus, right?
He at least had a hint or something, because for him to be like, okay, I'm going to, like, let me come. Mm-hmm. Like, there had to be something in him that was like, that is Jesus. I know it's Jesus. Mm-hmm. If it was a demon, he wouldn't have gotten out of that boat or even asked that question.
He probably would have, like, started praying or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you're right.
So, he wanted to go to him, which is interesting because, like I said, out of anything, he's like, let me come to you. Not you come, but let me go to you. Just like, if he was seeing, like, him walking on water, he was like, surely he can make me go to him.
Yeah.
Right? So we could say, why do you feel like that? For example, like the other disciples, they didn't say anything. They wanted to stay in the boat. Maybe they were like, that's Jesus. Splendid. Splendid. It was just Jesus. Right? But why do you think that the boat might have felt safer to be in than stepping out? Like in your shoes.
Honestly, I'm already on the boat. I know this thing floats. I know I do not float. Yeah. So I'm staying on the thing that floats, you know? But most of the time, like, my sister and I, we've had this. She always says she's, like, the one that tries new stuff and everything.
I'm the one that has the adrenaline rush and doesn't.
I'm the type of person, if she does it and she survives, I'll do it.
Imagine if that's what these disciples were doing. Peter, go ahead. We'll go after.
They're like, what he said.
Exactly. What he said. If you want to put yourself out there, you do it, and I'll be after you. But
I was putting myself, I was like, maybe if I was Simon's brother, I would have been like, I would have just been watching, be like,
okay, he walked on water, dude. That is Jesus.
I would have been like, a ver. What do you think, Fer?
That was funny. It's just sometimes, we are controlled by fear. We let fear control us. And I don't know what the disciples were going through. I know that if I was there, I probably seeing a little shadow, of not even knowing if it was Jesus, I would have screamed. I would have tried to get out of there. But I know that if I'm in the middle of the sea, I couldn't. I was safer on the boat.
Yeah.
And they're in multitude, there's power. So, like, all 12 of my friends, we're going to take over this demon or something. We could start praying and, like, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I don't know. But, yeah, I think it was the fear, but also feeling safe in, like, large numbers.
Yeah. I'm not a good swimmer either, so.
No, because, I mean, Jesus literally just said, come.
Yeah.
So, we know that something in Peter... In whatever he was thinking, in his boldness and his faith, trusted in who was calling him.
Yeah. Right?
And I feel like at certain times, we could say in our lives that we could be uncertain about something, whether that be our faith, whether that be our job, our lives, certain things that may be going on in our life, we could be uncertain, we could be more reluctant to stay where we're at, to stay in the boat than to go out, right? Mm-hmm. And, but Peter, it didn't stop Peter. His uncertainty forced a decision for him to step on the water. Yeah. You know, I don't know how that might have felt. That probably would have been pretty cool. But, like, he just got out and went to him. And a lot of people kind of, like, focus on him, like, drowning and him, like, he doubted. He doubted, and so that's why he fell.
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot of people talk about the courage it took for him to get out.
Yes.
Right? So... it makes us think that if Jesus says who he really is, then what would it look like for us to, you know, to step out that boat? To what are we going to do with our uncertainty? Are we going to, stay in the boat? Or are we going to go out and go to him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, yeah, you don't have to have it all figured out, or you don't have to, have everything already planned. You could be uncertain in life.
You could also have fears.
Yeah, you could be afraid. You could be afraid. But are you willing to move?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Marlon. No. Yeah. Yes. Nice. You guys can find us where? Jose.
Capital ADAW podcast on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Slay. You can also find more content of lifeword.org on Facebook. Just looking at lifeword.org. You can also... not lifeword.org, just lifeword. And then you can look up on the website, lifeword.org. If you want to learn more about who Jesus is and how you can be transformed by him, you can go to follow.lifeword.org. And it's going to take you through a whole process full of videos that it literally helps you understand who Jesus is and how this all works. Everything that we're sharing, how it all works. Mm-hmm. If you want to do it in Spanish, you can also go to follow.lifeword.org/Spanish. We will see you next Friday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.